With us, just get real nice and tied up here. We're a family.
Oh,
Jesus, move amongst us. Oh, yeah.
Change me. you are.
It's the first of the month, and we should... Time to give our tithes and offerings to the God of gods and the Lord of lords. We tithe 10% of what we have, and we offer above that because we love him. And in John 21, verses 15 through 17, it says that if we love Jesus, then we will tend his sheep and feed his sheep, which are the children of God. And the more we give to God of our money, which represents our life, then the more he can change us and mold us into what he has for us. Dear God, please bless this offering and please multiply it. Please bless the people who give. And please multiply blessings upon their lives, God. Amen.
We fall down. We lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus.
worship you, God. Go on, just tell him his name is holy tonight. Oh, your name is holy tonight. There's one God in heaven, and there's one tonight whom we serve, Jesus. Oh, we love the name of Jesus. Spirit of God, move right now. Spirit of God, move. Spirit of God, move right now. If you're new here tonight to this ministry, we want you to experience a real God, not just hear about him. This thing we've been talking about, the river of God. You know, sometimes the Lord moves in ways that you can physically feel. You can feel his love just washing right over your hurt. You can feel his peace washing right over that place where your parents are getting a divorce and there's nothing but turmoil in your life. Oh, and tonight, his river is here. Tonight, if you want to experience his river with me, here's what I want you to do. I want you just to lift your hands in this place like this. And in places that are warmer in the world than here, when it rains, as a little boy, well, I grew up in Montana. When it rained in the summer, I would run out. And the rain would fall. But it was like 90 degrees out, and the rain would just fall. And you'd be out there, and you'd be getting soaked, but you wouldn't be getting cold. It was just like, it was just washing over you. And the Lord tonight, he's just going to rain down over us until it becomes a river, and we're going to get carried away. We have nowhere to go tonight but into his presence. So tonight, just ask him with us for the river.
Strength and life, there's power in the river. Strength and life, strength and life, strength and life, there's power in the river. Strength and life, strength and life. Peace and joy, peace and joy, there's power in the river. Peace and joy, peace and joy. Peace and joy, peace and joy, there's power in the river. Peace and joy, peace and joy.
Thank you, Lord.
Just sing that out.
Righteousness, 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 righteousness. You find it in your river.
We receive from you right now.
Righteousness, righteousness.
Just you and the Lord right here, right now. It's dark in here. Nobody's looking at you. Nobody's paying attention to what's going on in your heart right now. But the Lord, right now, he's intimate with you. He's right here right now. And his river's just flowing. And it's just coming right now. Stay in a place just receiving his river. Let that rain just fall down on your life. There's peace and joy in the river. There's righteousness. There's a greater love. Mighty God. Let's just keep singing that song.
Rivers of glory will flow from your spirit. Streams of anointing will come from your throne. Rivers of refreshing will flow from your spirit. rivers of gladness will come from your throne. Strength and life, find it in the river. Strength and life.
Come on, sing to the Lord.
Strength and life, strength and life. See, peace and joy. Peace and joy, peace and joy. You find it in the river. Peace and joy, peace and joy. Peace and joy, peace and joy. You find it in your river.
Just an attitude of worship. Well, if you're floating down the river right now, I want you just to begin up to lift up your voice for the friends that don't know about the river. Your friends that don't know about the healing. They don't know about forgiveness. Come on, they've never tasted and seen that the Lord is good tonight. Begin to call them by name. Right now, lift up your voice. You might be the only friend who's ever touched the river, who've ever entered the presence of God in their life. Begin to call them by name. Father, tonight, right now, God, we pray for our friends. God, we're asking that you would draw them to yourself. And specifically, you would draw them to yourself in us. God, we are your ministers. We are your people. We are your children. And tonight, God, we're not here having a river party that's exclusive, God. God, this is an inclusive thing. This is something for every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth to be experiencing. Your healing, your grace. We worship you, God, tonight. Oh, God, give us a burden for the lost. God, we come here and we just rejoice in you. God, there's great joy. There's great peace in the river. God, help us to multiply the river into others' lives, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to listen.
I just pray that we would see you as our Father, Lord, that we would fall in love with you and see you as our Daddy God. I just wanted to share a testimony, something he did in my life. I don't have a dad, like probably half of you, and one thing that I always wanted and always thought was like the picture perfect thing was a little girl dancing on her dad's feet, and I would get mad at God and yell at him and say, God, it's not fair. I know you're my dad, but I can't touch you, and I can't dance with you. And so I would yell at him for that, which is okay to yell at God because you're yelling at him in your heart anyway. You might as well have a face-to-face conversation. That's when he talks to you. And I was in my room listening to some music at one point, and I was just dancing and having a good time and just praising God, and all of a sudden he came. And it was the river. And it was like nothing I've ever experienced ever again and ever before. It was incredible. And his presence came in like a flood. And I was like, whoa. And I knew he was there. I knew it. And I just kept dancing and crying and crying. And later on, another point came when I was upset that I didn't have a dad. And he's like, he reminded me of that. He's like, yes, you have. You have danced with me. And I was there, and you did feel me, and I am real. And I am better than any dad you could have ever had on earth. Not that, you know, it'd be nice to have a real dad, but it doesn't happen all the time. So I don't know if that's for everybody or just one person, and if it's not going to happen tonight, just remember when you go back to your room, he's there, and he wants you to dance with him. And just having a good time in his presence and dancing, you know, it's like you come to these, we're the crazy Christians, right? We're dancing in the river. Everybody's like, what the heck does that mean? Like, we're dancing with somebody. That's why we're dancing. Because when I dance and I waltz, it's because I'm holding on to Jesus. And he is in my arms. And I feel him. And it's real. So enter into the river and close your eyes and let it flow. That's just what I wanted to say.
Awesome. Praise God. How many of you guys can handle just a little bit more? You guys okay with that? All right, we're just going to worship. Let's just focus ourselves vertical, so a little bit longer. Yes.
Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place where we belong. Ride into his arms, let's come boldly before the Lord. Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place where we belong. Ride into his arms. Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place where we belong. Ride into his arms. Here we go, say, here we go, let's go to the throne, the place where we belong. Ride into his arms. Let's go to the throne, the place where we belong. Ride into his arms. One more time and sing it out. Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place where we belong. Ride into his arms.
That we aren't willing to trade. Those things can be all summed up into the crown that we give ourselves. That we are the king of our own little kingdom. We create our own kingdoms. And we are the rulers of those kingdoms. We make the decisions. There's something about when we allow God to take us to his throne room and we're willing to humble ourselves and take off those crowns and say, God, only you am I going to enthrone. Only you am I going to call king. Only you am I going to give glory to. I don't want any glory for myself. This whole life, everything, you're worth it. And I don't want to live my life for myself anymore, worshiping myself anymore. I want to spend my life worshiping you at your feet, crying holy.
This is Mikey Stewart. He's a man of God. He's got a word for us tonight. We're just going to listen real quick.
The Lord of this whole message has put these few verses on my heart, and I just want to read them to you and take it to your heart. And it's Isaiah 55, 1 through 3. It says, "Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money, without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest affairs. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David." It says, "Come to me, all you who are thirsty." The price has been paid. The price has been paid, so just come to him. Why do we spend our money on what is not bread, on what does not satisfy? Where is our life? A busy life. Why don't we spend it on something that actually matters? Listen to our God. Listen to what he has to say to us, and we will delight in the richest affairs. The beautiful pearl, we will delight in it. Hear him, and our soul will live. Our soul will live when we hear the words he speaks to us. Lord God, I just want to pray that that word would just settle in our hearts, God. We would come to you, God. We would listen to you, God. We would hear you, Lord, and you would just change our lives. You would show us your beauty, Lord. We just pray these things, God, in your precious holy name. Jesus, amen, Lord.
Amen. That was a good word. Amen. You guys got a few more minutes in here tonight? Just got a few more minutes. If you don't, you can totally leave. We're gonna sing that song about the river again. And we're just gonna declare it over our lives. Amen. Thank you, Father. Worship you, God.
Strength and life, there's power in the river. Strength and life, strength and life, strength and life, there's power in the river. Strength and life. Peace and joy, there's power in the river. Peace and joy, oh. Peace and joy, peace. peace and joy. There's power in the river. Peace and joy. Peace and joy. It's a greater love. Greater love. Greater love. There's power in the river. Greater love. Greater love. Greater love. Greater love. We find it. We find it in the river. Greater love. Righteousness, righteousness. Lord, we find it in your river. Righteousness, righteousness. Righteousness, righteousness. Find it in your river. Righteousness, righteousness. Rivers of glory will flow from your spirit. Rivers of anointing will come from your throne. Streams of refreshing come from your spirit. Rivers of gladness will come from your throne. Sing that again. Rivers of glory. Rivers of glory will flow from your spirit. Rivers of anointing will come from your throne. Streams of refreshing will flow from your spirit, Lord. Rivers of gladness will come from your throne. Strength and life, we will find it in your river. Strength and life, strength and life, strength and life. Find it.
Come on, right now, I want you to lift both your hands straight up in the air. It's a sign of surrender tonight. Both your hands straight up in the air. Come on, obey the man of God right now. Both your hands straight up in the air. Straight up in the air. Now, I want you to sing, and I want you to declare these things with your lips. Be bold right now. You're in a posture of surrender, and we're going to declare right now strength and joy. Come on, lift up your voice.
We find it in the river. Strength and joy. Strength and joy. Strength and joy. Strength and joy. Lord, we find it in your river. Strength and joy. Strength and joy. Pour out over us tonight, Lord. Greater love. Find it in your river. Greater love. Greater love.
Come on, press into it.
Yeah. Greater love. Greater love. Find it in the river. Greater love. Greater love.
Come on, keep pressing in. There's more.
Righteousness.
Righteousness.
Find it in the river.
Righteousness, righteousness.
Righteousness, righteousness. Find it in the river. Righteousness, righteousness.
Oh, we worship you tonight for your river, God. River of God, right now, just go and heal. Right now, move by your river, God, right now.
Spirit of God. Righteousness, righteousness.
Righteousness.
We surrender to your spirit.
Yes.
Righteousness, righteousness. Surrender to your spirit.
Yes, God. God, tonight we ask you that you would find a people that please your heart. God, a surrendered people. God, a people willing to lay down self. Here we are, God. God, as much as is within us, by your grace, God, help us to die to the things that hold us. God, there's one pearl. There's one thing worth living this life for. God, help us to be the people that find it and love it and magnify it and study it and bring others to it, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you tonight. We worship you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're going to dismiss tonight. If you need specific prayer, there's going to be leaders down here in the front. If you're a 412 leader, I want you just to kind of make your way to the front if you're not praying for somebody. If you want to pray for somebody tonight, come and find a leader to pray with them. And we're just going to pray. I want to remind you, Sunday, 3 o'clock, GM 101. We'd love for you guys to come and just enjoy that part of our family. Amen. Thanks for coming tonight. Come next week and bring a bunch of friends that have never seen the river. Amen. We love you tonight.